Menachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel 2, 3, and we continue to discuss Menachos, for which the matir, that which makes it permitted to be eaten, is not its own komets. And here we are going to have two cases. The first, we're going to talk about the Korban Toda. The Korban Toda is really like, almost like a subcategory of the Shlamim. It's brought when a person is saved from one of four basic scenarios of life-threatening scenario, known by the mnemonic Chaim, Chet Yud Yud Mem, standing for Chavush, imprisonment, Yisurin, life-threatening suffering, Yam, traversing the sea or ocean, and Midbar, traversing the wilderness. If one comes out of that okay, he is to bring a special korban called the Korban Toda, which is a Thanksgiving offering. Accompanying the Toda, which is very much similar to a Shlamim, are 40 loaves of bread. So that's the difference in the two basic differences in the Toda and the Shlamim. The first is that the Toda has 40 loaves of bread. Three of those, it's basically four types, 10 loaves each. Three of the types are going to be not chametz, and the fourth will be yes chametz. The Kohen gets one of each of the four types and eats them. And those are menachos. So we're talking about the accompanying breads here. Now, the Toda, unlike the Shlamim, has to be eaten the day it's brought and the night afterwards, as opposed to Shlam, which you have the next day as well. So in this context here, we're talking about pigul, and pigul would mean that you're thinking that you're going to be consuming either the Korban Toda or its breads outside of the proper time being the day it's brought or the night afterwards, midoraisa until alos shachar the next morning. So we're going to talk about the relationship between the animal, the Toda, and its accompanying bread. It says the Mishnah, HaToda mefageles es alechem. If one has chutz l'zmana thoughts regarding the animal, the zevach, it will also be mefagel, make pigel, not just the animal, but also its accompanying breads. The idea here, and this is the principle that's governing this, is that the breads, the loaves of bread that accompany the Toda, are called tafel. They're subordinate, tafel, as opposed to the Toda, which is the ikar. And therefore, if one is mefagel the Toda, the lechem, the breads, are dragged with it. V'halechem enu mefagel es ha-toda. In contrast, if while doing one of the essential four avodas of the zevach, the Toda, shechita, kabbalah, lacha, zrika, of the animal, he thinks he's going to eat not the animal, but eat the loaves of bread outside the proper time, tomorrow after los ha-shachar, so then the breads become pigel, but not the Toda, meaning that it's puzzle, a vote is puzzle, but only the breads will carry the penalty of karsav if consumed. Mish illustrates it. Ketzad, how does it look? Hashochet at the Toda, if one does shechit on the Toda, for that matter, the Kabbalah halacha zrika, and when he does it, le'echom imenu lemachar, he's thinking he's going to eat the meat of this Toda tomorrow, as opposed to, you know, after sunrise, after alos shachar tomorrow, and it would be equally true if he thinks about offering the blood, or burning the emurim after sundown tonight. So then, he, v'halechem mufugalin, both the zevach itself, the Toda animal, as well as the accompanying breads, are all pigel, meaning they're all not just pasul, but also if one would eat the zevach, the shlamim, or any of the breads, zechiv karas. If, on the other hand, when he's doing the shechita, for the matter of Kabbalah lachazrik of the shlamim, he thinks, le'echol min alechem lamachar, he's going to eat the breads, chutzuzman in the improper time, tomorrow after alos shachar, not today, alechem mufugal, then the breads become pigel, v'hatoda enu mufugalis, enu mufugalis, excuse me. The animal itself doesn't become pigel, meaning it's still going to be pasul, but eating it only carries just a generic lav, not the karas penalty. Similarly, we have the exact same relationship of sort of ikar and tafel when you talk about the kivtzei atzeret, those two lambs that are brought on shavuos, accompanied by two loaves of bread, the shtei alechem. So the same idea here is the lambs are the matir for the breads, even though the lambs are their own korbanos in their own right. But the bread is tafel, subordinate to the primary animal, zevach. And for the same kind of relation, we'll apply with those. Hakvasim mefaglin es alechem. If one has wrong chutzman of thoughts regarding the keves, the kvasim, the lambs, then that will make the not just the lamb, but also the bread be pigel. But if he thinks during one of the avodas for the lambs that he's going to be eating the shtei alechem in the wrong time, so then that will make the breads pigel, but not the lambs. Ketzad, illustration again. Hashochet et kvasim. One slaughters the two lambs, or for that matter, does kabbalah halacha zrika, and to keep it simple, we're thinking doing it to both of them. Lechol mehen lamachar, and he thinks he's going to eat from the lambs tomorrow instead of today. or for that matter, if he thinks about the blood tomorrow instead of today, or he thinks about the Amorim tomorrow instead of today, Haim, so then the lambs will come, pigle, v'halechem b'fugalim, also the breads are b'fugalim with it, because the bread, the two shtei lechem, are tefelim, subordinate to the toda. On the other hand, le'achol min alechem l'machar, if when he does one of the essential blood avodas with the two lambs, he thinks the lambs are going to be done the proper time, but the breads that accompany the shtei lechem, they'll be consumed beyond the regular time, the proper time. So then, halechem mufugal, then the breads become pigal, the kvasim enem mufugal, but the animals themselves don't become pigal, they are however pasul, and therefore essentially you just sort of speak, have to throw it away, bring it to the base station to burn it as all pasul kachemar, essentially, and do it again.